11 minutes after 9 o'clock, we say good morning and welcome in to Christine Johnson, president of the New York State Association of Healthcare Providers. Christine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. Okay.
We're here to talk about healthcare providers, home healthcare providers today, and exactly how the new administration, how that will be affected, because obviously austerity seems to be the buzzword with the new administration. We'll talk a bit about that. First, if you could just kind of give me a feeling for home healthcare providers in New York State. First of all, are these professional nurses that we're speaking about? What exactly is a home healthcare provider?
Well, when you think about healthcare services that you receive in facilities, whether it's a doctor's office, a hospital, a nursing home, oftentimes you can substitute in home care. Home care ranges from professional nurses, licensed therapists, a physical therapist, occupational therapist, all the way to what we call a paraprofessional, an aid-level person. Mm-hmm. Who may come in and help you with your basic activities of daily living, helping make sure that you're able to get to the bathroom and get out of bed in the morning and get the right food and just the simple things that help keep people at home and prevent them from having to go into a nursing home when they don't need to.
Mm-hmm. How do we make that determination, whether someone needs to be in a hospital, a nursing home, or if they qualify for home health care? Is there any set of standards?
There are assessments that occur. Mm-hmm. That you have a clinical person, a professional, a nurse typically going to the home setting and talking to the family, to the individual who may be in need of services, and they'll do an assessment, look at all the support services that someone has, what their clinical needs are, and based on that, they will make a recommendation for what services are available. Mm-hmm. That they can take advantage of, whether they need to have a nurse come out on a regular basis, whether they are leaving a hospital after a surgery and need to have some support services to rehabilitate, whether they have a chronic illness and they just need some maintenance to ensure that they don't forget to take their medication or monitoring blood sugars if they're a diabetic, that type of thing that prevents them from ending up in a doctor's office or in an emergency room at a much higher level of care.
Okay, now on a case-by-case basis, and I'm sure it varies from case to case, how cost-affordable is home health care as opposed to nursing home care?
Sure. Well, it certainly does vary. Individually, it varies. It varies in different areas of the state. But on average, you can receive home care services certainly at half the cost as it would be to live in a nursing facility. Upstate, and these are aggregate numbers for upstate New York, non-institutional or receiving home care services across all the different home care types, it's about $14,000 per average expenditures per recipient in the Medicaid program, and a nursing facility is about $44,000. So it can significantly reduce the cost of care that's needed and the expense Medicaid program and in other programs.
Given the cost savings as well as the benefit of being in your own home, it seems that it's would be a logical choice.
Absolutely. We certainly think it's a logical choice, and we think it's a really good opportunity for this new administration and for the state when we're all having to make incredibly tough choices about what we spend our money on and how we go about delivering health care services, to really look at the cost savings that home care can offer and make sure that we're making the right choices.
And all those things having been said and the story kind of having been set up there, talk to me about the new administration. And your press release is kind of a proactive step to get the word out to people that, although we need to be vigilant in spending now more than ever, this is one place where we really have to stop and take a look and see if cuts to home health care would be wise.
Right, absolutely. Well, we're excited to work with the new administration and with the legislature. We have done this for decades and trying to ensure that there is access to quality health care services, including home care. I think it really is incumbent upon us as a state to determine what services we're going to make available and pay for our citizens. And if we're going to do that and the services that we're going to pay for, we need to make sure that it's the right care in the right setting. having, because in the end, these are all real families and real people out there that are depending on health care providers and home care providers and the state of New York to make sure that they're able to live safely and in the right setting, which we feel is home care. The challenge is making sure that there are the resources there to do that, and while home care is extremely cost-effective, it's not free. Providers have expenses that increase like any other business, and the majority of what home care spends their money on are people, getting people out into the homes to take care of others.
Has there been any indication that this new administration is going to make cuts that would affect home health care?
Well, we don't have any specific proposals to react to in terms of the budget. That'll be coming in a few weeks. I think everybody that delivers healthcare services through the Medicaid program is certainly concerned. There have been some different statements to the effect that there will be proposed cuts to reimbursement. And for home care, after a number of years, since 2008, over $400 million have been taken out of the Medicaid system, and that's a lot to bear for small businesses, which home care typically is, particularly in the upstate regions. Mm-hmm. But we are hopeful that whatever decisions are made over the next couple of weeks, they will be thoughtful decisions and look at opportunities to utilize cost-effective services like home care.
It's Christine Johnson, president of the New York State Association of Healthcare Providers. Christine, did we miss anything this morning that you would like to get out to the audience?
Well, I'd love for people, if you have access to the Internet, to go to www.homecareinfo.org. There's more information about home care services, what it's all about, how do you find a provider, different providers in the area. And New York State Association of Healthcare Providers is also on Facebook, and we'll have information about what's going on in the legislative process and with this new administration that hopefully your listeners will take a look at.
All right, Christine, thank you very much for taking some time with us this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.